天晚上呢，我回来从山上回来，今天我跟你们在一起。
All the adults are running around like teenagers.
所有的长者都好像年轻一样跑来跑去。
You know, being ornery, causing trouble, so.
他们在那边呢，制造麻烦哈。
You know, one of the hardest decisions I ever made in life was what to name a child.
我呢，曾经做过其中一个最难的决定呢，就是怎么样为孩子起名字。
When you name a child, it's important because they will be stuck with that name for the rest of their lives.
你知道跟孩子起名字很重要的，因为他们的名字呢，会一生的紧紧跟着他们。
So you don't want to name them after some goofy uncle.
所以呢，你也不会为你儿子呢，跟一个古怪亲戚的名字来立名。
In the 1920s, the name Hitler was very common in the New York phone book.
在1920年代的时候呢，那个希特勒的名字呢，在纽约的电话本子里头呢，是还是有的，很出名的。
Until Adolf Hitler ruined the name.
直到纳粹的。Adolf Hitler, 他把那个名字完全的毁掉了。
So everybody changed their name. They stopped calling themselves.
把名字改掉了。
When you name someone, you have the right to name them because they belong to you.
当你帮人家起名字的时候呢，你知道你有权利，因为他们属于你的。
That's why parents alone have the right to name their children.
所以呢，只有父母有权替孩子立名起名。
God gave new names to the people he called to serve him.
神呢也给新名字给那些服侍他跟从他的人。
Because they belong to him.
因为他们是属于神的。
So if we look at the slide.
我们看看这一个。
Abram became Abraham.
亚伯兰成为亚伯拉罕。
Jacob became Israel.
亚伯成为以色列。
And Simon became Peter.
西蒙成为彼得。
In the book of Daniel, we see four Jewish young men in Babylon.
在但以理书呢，我们看到有四个年轻的男孩子，他们在巴比伦。
And the king changed their names because they now belong to the king Nebuchadnezzar.
那个皇大王呢，把他们改了名字，因为现在他们已经属于那个皇帝尼布甲尼撒。
Israel's sin against God had become so great that God allowed the Babylonians to conquer Israel.
以色列人反抗神的罪极大，所以呢，神呢就让巴比伦人来征服他们。
Israel had worshipped idols for too long. God punished them.
以色列人呢，一直很久的时间都在拜偶像，所以神呢要惩罚他们。
So the Babylonians took all the gold and valuable articles from the temple.
那个巴比伦人呢，他们就在庙堂里头的所有的金啊，所有值钱的东西都拿走了。
And they also took the brightest, the best of the young men, teenagers.
同时呢，他们也把里头犹太人最精秀的、最好的年轻人跟少年一起带走。
So let's read Daniel 1, chapter 3, verse 3.
我们看看但以理书一章五节。
Then the king ordered Apenza, chief of the court, his court officials, to bring some of the Israelites from the royal family and the nobility. Young men without any physical defect, handsome, showing aptitude for every kind of learning, well informed, quick to understand, and qualified to serve in the king's palace. He was to teach them the language and literature of the Babylonians. The king assigned them a daily amount of food and wine for the king's table. And then they were to be trained for 3 years,And after that, they were to enter the king's service.
但以理书第一章一到五节，大家可以看到，犹大王的雅敬在位第二年、第三年，巴比伦王尼布加尼撒来到耶路撒冷，将城围困，主将犹大王的雅敬，并从殿中器皿的几分交付他手，将他的器皿带到示拿地，收入他神的庙里。放在他神的腹中，王吩咐太监长雅斯比纳，从以色列人的宗师和贵胄中带进几个人来，就是年上没有残疾，相貌俊美，通达各样学问，自恃聪明具备，就能侍立在王宫里，要教他们加拉底的文字言语。王派定将自己所用的膳和所用的酒，每日吃他们一份，养他们三年。满了三年，好叫他们在王面前侍立。
They wanted them to talk like a Babylonian.
他们
To dress like a Babylonian.
穿了像跟巴比伦人的一样。
To act like a Babylonian.
所做所行的跟巴比伦人一样。
And eat like a Babylonian.
跟巴比伦人吃一样的东西。
The goal was to erase their Jewish culture from their lives.
他们的目的呢，就要把犹太的文化全部消灭掉。
They wanted to obliterate any testimony to the God of Israel.
他们要把所有他们对神的证据呢，全部抹擦掉。
These four the names of these four young men referred to Yahweh, the Israel God. But their new name signified that they were to be subject to the Babylonian gods. So we read in verse 6, among these were some of the from Judah, Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah. The chief official gave them new names, to Daniel the name Belshazzar, to Hananiah, Shadrach, to Mishael, Meshach, to Azariah, and to Azariah, Abednego.
第六、第七节，他们中间有犹太族的人，但尼、沙拿尼亚、米沙里、亚沙里亚，太监长给他们起名，称但尼雷为百提沙沙。称哈南尼亚为撒德拉，称米利沙为米沙，称亚萨里亚为亚巴尼哥。
In today's churches, we know the three boys as Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
在我们今天的里头呢，我们知道这三个人呢，就是刚才牧师说的名字。
And my Old Testament professor used to get mad at us for using the Babylonian names. We were supposed to use their Jewish names.
那我们呢不要用他们巴比伦的名字，刚才我们说他们的巴比伦的名字，我们呢，他们不高兴，我们应该用的是犹太的名字。
So they were being forced to conform to the Babylonian way.
所以呢，他们呢就必要变成他们巴比伦的生活方式完全一样。
Or they would be put to death.
那不听话的话呢，就把他们处死。
But they're also being tempted to be Babylonians.
可是呢，他们也被引诱很多奢侈的东西。
They were to live in the palace, a place of luxury.
他们呢可以住在皇宫里头，很豪华的。
Instead of doing hard labor cutting stone,
那么他们呢不需要切石头做苦工。
Instead of building pyramids,
他们也不需要再造那个金字塔。
They got to live in the king's palace, eating the best food and the best, drinking the best wine.
他们可以住在王的宫殿之中，吃美食佳肴。
It was a lavish lifestyle.
这是一个非常奢侈的生活。
We would call it the lifestyle of the rich and famous.
我们说这个就是名人、富人的生活了。
It would be easy to say, my life here in Babylon is great.
他们可以说我在巴比伦的生活很好啊。
Forget Israel, forget God.
忘掉以色列吧，忘掉神。
I like being a Babylonian.
我蛮喜欢当巴比伦人的。
See, what defines you? What name do you go by?
什么来把你定义？你是怎么样决定的呢？
The first point we see is that the world wants to call you names.
第一呢，我们知道这个世界呢会叫你很多其他的别名。
Why do we call people names?
为什么我们这样骂人家，给人家骂名呢？
Someone might call you a loser.
人家会说你是失败的。
Someone might say you're stupid.
笨蛋。
Maybe you're worthless.
一点都没有用的人。
People do this to manipulate you.
那人家这样子做呢，他们因为要
To demean you.
贬低你。
To destroy you.
毁掉你。
To pressure you to conform to their image of who you should be.
让你呢，让你有压力，你就会变成他们所有要你变成的人。
Labeling others sets up an expectation of life.
那个标签呢，将我们的生活的期望设了一个限制。
That it's so compelling we can't see the things the way they should be.
那些标签有些时候真的难以抗拒，因为很迷人的标签。
When we let people define us and label us with names, we sometimes just live under that label.
当人家把我们标签成怎么样的人呢，我们有些时候也是会变成那样的人。
And God does not want you to live under somebody's label.
神不要你成为别人的标签的在生活。
So let's talk about what labels do you go by.
所以呢，今天我们讲一讲你是怎么样的标签。
So my water bottle, there's a label. It says it describes what's inside.
就告诉我, 这里头是什么?
It says purified drinking water.
它说纯水,
I hope it is. I don't know. People want to label you so you will think and act according to your label.
那人家给你标签呢,
and when we believe the labels, what they tell us, it keeps us from enjoying and thriving the life in the life God wants us to have.
假如相信我们相信人家给我们的标签，让我们就能够不能够享受神给我们的，为我们计划好的生活，让我们有鼓舞我们。
This is especially true towards your children and teenagers.
特别是你的小孩跟青少年。
So let's look at what labels do you go by. The first one is don't let people define you.
第一，你是怎么样的标签呢？第一，不要让人家来把你定义起来。
I respect doctors and I respect counselors.
我呢很尊敬医生跟心理咨询家。
But oftentimes their labels hurt us.
可是很多时候他们给我们的标签呢，反而伤害我们。
When they say your child is ADD.
假如他们说你的孩子是注意力不足，过动症的话。
Or OCD.
强迫症。
Or autistic.
自闭症。
We automatically start thinking that we start thinking the worst about our child.
那我们把我们孩子呢想到最坏的地步。
We allow that label to limit their potential.
我们让他的标签阻止他们的潜力。
We label them for the rest of their lives as disabled or handicapped.
我们呢就把他们标签成没有用的人，没有能力的人。
The diagnosis is just information, but we must not let us shape our child the way we don't want them to go.
那个呢，只不过是给我们的消息，我们不应该照这个去做的。
No matter who your child is, you want them to grow strong in the Lord.
不管你的孩子是谁，你都要他在神里头成长。
You don't want to set them up for failure.
你不要把他设计成一个失败的例子。
You don't want to make excuses for their bad behavior. You teach them how to be a righteous person.
他们的行为不好的话，你不要给他们借口说，因为他们不好。 你应该呢，让他呢带着神的灵，让他荣耀神。
You raise them to bring glory to God.
你把他养成一个能够荣耀神的孩子。
People come up to me for counseling.
那有些人呢就会来我叫我来咨询他们。
And they will define themselves by telling me that they are depressed.
他们呢会来告诉我们他自己的标签说，我很忧郁。
Or they'll say I'm bipolar.
有些人呢，我是躁狂症，我是压抑症。
And I understand that, and I respect that.
我呢明白的，我也是很尊敬那些人。
That does happen.
这个也会发生的。
But don't let it define you.
不要让这个来标签你。
Don't let it control you.
不要让它来控制你。
Don't let it manipulate you for the rest of your life.
不要让它来操纵你，把你的一生都操纵起来。
You choose to control that problem. You don't let that problem control you.
你要自己来控制你的问题，不是让问题来控制你。
The labels our own family members give us are sometimes the most painful ones.
有些时候我们家里的人给我们的标签是最痛苦难受的。
You think back to your Chinese parents and maybe some things they called you when you were little.
你想想看你的中国的父母，你小的时候叫你什么名字？
I have heard parents call their kids stupid.
我看到家长说他们的孩子是蠢货笨蛋。
Maybe you're a B student. How horrible.
你可能只是一个B的学生，这很可怕呀。
Or you're worthless, or you won't amount to anything.
你一点价值没有，你长大什么都不行的。
You don't have to believe it.
不要相信。
You don't have to let it drive you for the rest of your life.
你不要让它控制你的一生。
The second thing we see is don't let your circumstances define you.
第二呢，不要让你的环境来定义你。
When I entered high school, I was vertically challenged.
牧师说呢，他去中学的时候呢，他生出来就有垂直挑战症，长不高的。
The accurate label is I was short.
就是说我是矮人。
I was about this tall, 4'11".
我只有4尺11寸。
No one picked me to play basketball.
没有人选我打篮球。
And I really wanted to play basketball.
我也很想打篮球。
But instead of being depressed, I played tennis.
那我不需要忧郁，我就
And I got really good at tennis.
那网球打得好好。
And so during PE, we'd rotate the sports, we would play tennis.
那到体育课的时候呢，我们大家要轮啊，我就打啊网球。
And oftentimes my opponent would be these basketball players that didn't know how to play tennis.
我的对手呢，就是那个打篮球的，他们都不会打网球。
So I had fun smashing tennis balls at them and hitting them.
那我就很高兴，我把球从高打到地来冲击他们每一个篮球员。
Because I wouldn't let that label depress me anymore.
我呢，不想把那个标签让我不高兴一生。
See, were you born rich or were you born poor?
那你生出来是有钱还是贫穷呢？
Did you grow up with good parents or bad parents?
那你的父母是好的父母还是不好的父母呢？
Have people said, well, you come from a dysfunctional family.
有没有人说你的家庭是一个功能失调的家庭？
Which implies that you won't amount to anything in life.
那个就是意味着说你将来不会有什么的，不行的。
Maybe you have health problems. That's your circumstance.
可能你有点健康的问题。
Your body belongs to a disease.
你的身体呢，给病魔占据了。
You know, cancer, diabetes are scary labels.
癌症啊，糖尿病啊，都是很恐怖的标签。
But it doesn't mean you can't have joy in life.
可是呢，这个不是说你不能享受你的生活。
It doesn't mean you can't be gracious to others.
不是说你不可以跟别人亲切。
It doesn't mean you can't tell people about Jesus.
你不是说你不能跟人家讲述耶稣。
The third thing we see is don't let your mistakes define who you are.
第三呢，就是不要让你的错误来定义你。
Sometimes the worst labels we hear are the ones we put on ourselves. We call ourselves names.
那有些时候呢，最不好的标签呢，是我们自己给自己的，我们自己给自己啊别名。
Maybe it's I'm an alcoholic or I'm an addict.
啊，我是醉酒鬼，我是吸毒的。
Maybe I'm lonely.
哦，很寂寞。
Or I'm divorced.
我离婚了。
Or I'm suicidal.
我有自杀的倾向。
Or I'm depressed.
我忧郁。
Satan loves these labels.
那魔鬼呢，很喜欢这一种标签。
He wants to rub our faces in them.
他要把它插在我们的脸上。
So our life is filled with guilt and shame and self-condemnation.
让我们的生命呢，充满了罪恶，让我们的生命充满罪恶、羞耻跟自责。
We use these labels as an excuse for not doing anything for God.
那我们呢，就用这种借口呢，就什么都不为神做。
I can't help because I'm worthless.
我没办法，因为我一点用都没有。
Excuse me, Jesus died on the cross to cleanse you of your sins.
耶稣在十字架上为你死，把你的罪洗净。
To set you free from your sins and your labels.
将你从罪恶跟标签上面得了自由。
So you could serve him.
那你就可以侍奉他。
These four men were stuck in Babylon.
那这四个年轻孩子呢，他们困在巴比伦。
They were given new names.
他们呢就给新的名字。
They could have said, well, when in Babylon, just do what the Babylonians do.
他们可以说，哎，我在巴比伦，我就跟巴比伦做一样的事情呢。
But they knew in their hearts that they belonged to God.
可是在他们的心里，他们知道他们是属于神的。
So let's talk about how to break free of those labels.
那让我来讲一讲，怎么样从标签里头挣扎出来。
Most of the prisons we live in are self-imposed.
通常很多监狱都是我们自己给自己的。
We go into the cage voluntarily and close the door behind us.
我们自愿的进到一个笼子里头，然后就把门关上。
The door's not locked.
这个门没有关啊，没有锁。
But we choose to stay inside.
可是我们还是要住在里头。
Someone called you stupid and you believe it and live like it.
有人说你是 笨蛋，你就相信，你就这样子活。
We think we're depressed, so we live in depression.
我说我们忧郁了，我们就有了忧郁症。
We don't think we'll amount to anything, so we don't.
因为我们觉得我们什么都不能，所以我们就不行了。
You don't have to live that way.
你不需要这样子活的。
Let's go to the next slide. This is an album of Johnny Cash. Anybody know who Johnny Cash is? Okay, a couple of people. He's a country singer.
这一个词呢是讲 Johnny Cash， 他是美国的乡村音乐，他有。
So he sang a song called A Boy Named Sue。
他唱的一支歌叫一个男孩，他的名字叫 Sue。
Sue is a girl's name, right?
Sue 是一个女孩子的名字。
So think back in the Old West, okay, Old West.
看看以前的西部，旧的西部。
This father gave his son. gave his son the name Su before he abandoned the family.
这个爸爸呢，跟这个孩子起了名叫Su， 因为他们离弃他们之前。
So the boy walked through life embarrassed.
所以这个孩子呢，一生呢都觉得很尴尬。
The girls would laugh at him when he told them that his name was Su.
那女孩子呢，告诉人家她的名字叫Su的话，女孩子呢就笑他。
And he'd turn red.
那他脸就红了。The
boys would make fun of him when he told them his name.
那男孩子呢就会笑他，当他告诉他们他的名字是这样的话。So
he'd get in fights with them.
那就跟男孩子打架。So
he looks for his father his whole life.
所以他一生呢都在找他的父亲。He
wants to get even.
他要报复。So
the song goes on that finally he finds his father in a saloon and he walks up to him.
那这条歌呢，一直在那讲，然后呢，有一天呢，就在到那个酒馆里头，他看到他爸爸了。And
he says, "My name is Sue. How do you do?"
他说我的名字叫Sue，你好吗？
And then he punches him in the face.
他就打他爸爸。
They get in this big fight.
他们就打架起来了。
His father goes for his gun.
那他爸爸就拿枪了。
But the son outdraws him.
那可是呢，儿子把枪拿得比他还快。
And he's sitting there pointing his gun at the man who named him Sue. And the father says, "Son, you have the right to kill me for giving you that awful name." But he says, "I gave you that name to make you strong. Because I would not be there to raise you. And either you would get strong or you would die. And you just beat me in a fight shows that you got strong." So when the son realizes why his father gave him the name, he forgives him and he puts his gun down. And every time I hear this song, I keep yelling at the radio saying, "Just change your name." Call yourself Sam, George, or Bill, anything but Sue.
Sam, George, Bill, 可是不要叫你叫做Sue嘛。
Right, he's an adult now, walking around calling himself Sue. We don't have to accept the names, labels, or definitions people put on us. We can reject them and become the person God wants us to be. So how do we do that? First, we be devoted to the Lord. Daniel and his friends would stay the rest of his life in Babylon. But his heart belonged to God. Daniel 1:8. But Daniel resolved not to defile himself with the royal food and wine, and he asked the chief official for permission not to defile himself this way. Now God had caused the official to allow show favor and sympathy towards Daniel. But the official told Daniel, "I'm afraid of my lord the king, who has assigned your food and drink. Why should he see you looking worse than the other young men your age? The king would have my head because of you."
第八节到第十节，但以理却立志，不以往的膳和王所饮的酒玷污自己，所以求太监长容他不玷污自己。第九节，神使但以理在太监长眼前蒙恩惠，受怜悯。第十节，太监长对但以理说：“我惧怕我主我王，他已经派定你们的饮食，倘若他见你们的面貌， 比你们同岁的少年能接受，怎么好呢？这样你们就使我的头在王那里难保。”But
Daniel's desire was to please God.
可是但以理的意愿呢，他是要讨神的喜悦。So
he resolved not to eat the food, some of the food the Babylonians gave him.
所以呢，他下定决心不吃巴比伦人给他的食物。The
food was unclean according to the law of Moses.
照摩西的律法讲呢，这些食物是不洁的。Pork
and shellfish was unclean.
猪肉跟贝壳类的食物呢，是不洁净的。He
could bow before the king in honor and respect.
他可以在神面前鞠躬，那个表示尊敬跟尊重。
But he refused to worship anyone and anything but God. He refused to allow anything or anyone to hinder his worship. They would rather die than defile themselves before God. Are you willing to say no to sin? It's easier to give in to sin than it is to obey God. Do you want to please God with your life? Or will you continue to allow sin to compromise your life? Is that why you're so unhappy today? Is that why your life is falling apart? You've allowed sin to define who you are. The first way we shed a label or make a name, is to resolve not to let it defile you. To define you. To deter you from being the person God wants you to be. The second thing you need to do is to stand up and speak up for God. Daniel 1:11. Daniel then said to the guard whom the chief official had appointed over Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, "Please test your servants for 10 days. Give us nothing but vegetables to eat and water to drink. Then compare our appearance with that of the young men who ate the royal food, and treat your servants in accordance with what you see." So he agreed to this and tested them for 10 days. At the end of those 10 days, they looked healthier and better nourished than any of the other young men who ate the royal food. So the guard took away their choice food and the wine they were to drink and gave them vegetables instead.
管理但以理哈拿里亚，米撒里亚撒里亚的委办说：“求你试试仆人们十天，给我们蔬菜吃，白水喝。”13节，然后看看我们的面貌和有王善的少年人的面貌，就照你所看的，待仆人吧，委办愿允准他们这件事，试探他们十天。过了十天，见他们的面貌比用王善的一切少年人更加俊美。
When we are devoted to God, it means we are trusting Him to show us a better way. You trust in God and be patient. You watch where God is working and see a way out of your problem. You don't have to compromise your faith. You don't have to compromise who you are. At first, the official said no to the vegetarian diet. But Daniel took a stand and spoke up again. But he did it with gentleness and respect. When we approach people with respect and gentleness and wisdom, they will listen to us. If we whine, if we try to shout them down, they won't listen to us. So with godly wisdom, Daniel asked for a test. To show that vegetables and water were better for them. He approached the official with humility and grace. Not anger or pride. So when you stand up for God, it should not provoke anger. It should provoke understanding. The next thing we need to do to shed our labels is use your position in life to glorify God.
另外一个方面呢，你可以除掉别人给你的标签的话呢，就是你用生命的位置，你现在的位置来荣耀神。
No matter where you are in life,
不管你今天在哪一个地步,
God wants you to serve Him and bring glory to His name.
神要你侍奉他, 把荣耀归给他的名。
Then verse 17.
17节,
to these four young men, God gave knowledge and understanding of all kinds of literature and learning, and Daniel could understand visions and dreams of all kinds. At the end of the time set by the king to bring them in, the chief officials presented them to Nebuchadnezzar. The king talked with them, and he found none equal to Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah as they entered the king's service. In every matter of wisdom and understanding about which the king questioned them, he found them 10 times better than all the magicians and enchanters in the whole kingdom.
这四个少年人神在各样文字学问上赐给他们聪明智思但以利亚又明白各样的异象和梦兆尼布甲尼撒王预定带进少年人来的日期满了太监长就把他们带到王面前王与他们谈论见少年人中无一能比但以利亚哈拿尼亚米撒里亚撒里亚所以留他们在王面前侍立 王拷问他们一切事,就见他们的聪慧,智慧聪明比通国的俗世和用法说的胜过十倍。
The king was amazed by the wisdom and knowledge of these four young men.
那个王呢,看到他们很惊讶,他们这些年轻人这么聪明。
God had blessed them and enabled them with wisdom and understanding.
因为神祝福他,让他们有智慧也有聪明。
When we trust God,
当我们相信神的时候,
even when the circumstance looks bad,
当情况不好的时候,
He will enable you to become the person He wants you to be.
他会让你成为,
we can excel and thrive in life. We can shed our labels when we walk with God.
我们呢,跟神一起同行的话,
If you read the book of Daniel, you find out that these four young men show the king Nebuchadnezzar who God really was.
那假如你读丹尼尼书的话，你会看到这四个年轻人告让那个王尼布甲尼撒知道谁是真正的神。
Nebuchadnezzar ended up kneeling before God.
尼布甲尼撒结果呢就在神面前跪下来。
God wants to use you.
神也要用你。
Start where you are.
从你现在的位置开始,
don't wait till you have more money.
不要等到你有很多钱,
or more time.
更多的时间,
or more Bible education.
可做更多的圣经知识,
Daniel didn't say, boy, when I get home to Jerusalem, I'm going to serve God.
那当你没有说,哎,等我回到以色列后,耶路撒冷之后了,我才来侍奉神。
He started as a prisoner, a slave to the king of Babylon.
他刚开始的时候是在巴比伦里头的一个囚犯。God
says, start here.
神说,从这里开始,
give me your heart and I'll give you a mission.
把你的心给我,我会给你一个任务。
This is a picture of Joni Erickson Tada.
这是一个Joni Erickson Tada的照片。
I think she's like 19.
她这个时候,Joni Erickson Tada呢,19岁。
She got an accident and she was paralyzed from the neck down.
她有个意外呢,她颈子以下呢,都已经瘫痪。
She can't move below her neck.
她颈子以下,她都不能动的。
I can't think of a worse prison to be in.
我想没有比这个更惨的监狱了。
If it was me, I'd probably say, just park me in front of the TV.
假如是我的话,我就会说,把我推到电视面前就好了。
You know, I'll just watch TV for the rest of my life. I can't do anything else.
我一生一世都不能做什么呢?我索性看电视。
But her heart belonged to God.
可是她的心呢,是属于神的。
So her disability became her mission in life.
她的残疾呢,反而成为她的侍奉。
It became her starting point of ministry.
就是他侍奉的开始。
So we see in the next picture,
你看看下一个照片,
50 years later,
50年后,
the Joni and Friends ministry has inspired thousands to minister to disabled people.
Joni and 朋友的,
She's provided wheelchairs to people in third world countries, in poor countries. So, they inspired people in Jesus' name. Start where you are. Our next point says this, let go and let God define who you are. Do you have a name or label you're still stuck with? Don't believe it. Don't accept it. Don't give it more power by worrying about it. Let it go and let God define who you are. There is only one name you should be worried about. And that's being called a sinner. That is a real label. God, Jesus Christ died on the cross for our sins and rose from the dead to set us free from that label. In the Bible, Christians are called believers. Followers. Disciples. Ambassadors. And sheep. But there is only one name that truly defines what God wants us to be. John 1:12. Yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, children not born not of natural descent or of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God.
约翰福音1:16,
God wants you to be known as his children. Do you know what that means? We have rights, we have riches. We have respect and responsibility. Reject the lies that people want you to believe. Reject your own labels that you call yourself. Accept the call to become children of God. When someone asks you, who are you? Who are you really? You say, I am a child of God. God wants you to live up to your God-given potential. You are God's workmanship, created to do good works.
你是神的工匠，为神做美好的事。
Won't you commit your life to him today?
你今天要不要把你的生命给神，交给神呢？托付给神呢？
Now, many of you are at least as old as I am.
那很多人呢，都差不多跟我差不多老了，最少。
Maybe we don't worry about those labels so much anymore.
我们也不管这些什么标签不标签啊。
But you have children or nephews and nieces.
可是呢，你有孩子，你有侄子侄女。
You have people that struggle in life that you work with.
你也看到人还像这样一直在挣扎，跟你一起工作的人可能也有。
When they sit down and they tell you what's going on in their lives.
当大家坐下来，他告诉你他生活里头怎么样的话呢？
And they say, I'm depressed.
他们跟你讲，哎，我很忧郁啊。
I'm having financial problems.
我经济有问题。
They're telling you their labels.
他们告诉你，就是这是他们的标签。
You look at them.
你看到他们。
And say, you don't have to live that way anymore.
你要跟他讲，你不需要这样子活。
God wants you to be His child.
神要你做他的孩子。
So whatever you learn today, whether you use it to help yourself become like Jesus,
那今天你学到什么功课，不管是你要学更像神。
If not, use it to help someone else become like Jesus.
假如你不能用的话，你可以帮助别人，让他们来更像耶稣。
Let's pray.
我们祷告，请低头。
Father, we know that we are sinners.
神啊，我们知道我们是罪人。
And that we have sinned against you.
我们犯了罪。
But we know, Father, that you want us to have a new name.
神啊, 我们知道你要我们有一个新的名字。
Children of God.
神的儿女。
And we know that Jesus enables us to have this new name.
我们知道神有能力要我们有这个新的名字。
Because Jesus died on the cross for our sins and rose from the dead.
因为神耶稣基督在十字架上受死三天之后复活。
And when we accept the gift of Jesus in our lives, we are born again.
我们接受耶稣基督是我们的礼物，我们就重生了。
Father, is there someone here today who needs to confess you as Lord and Savior of their lives?
神啊，今天假如我们当中有人要接受你成为他们的救主。
I pray they accept this humble gift.
我希望他们能够接受这个谦卑的礼物。
Father, is there someone here struggling with a label or a name?
我们今天有很多在座的，他们的名字很多标签。
Or they allowed Satan to define who they are.
他们只要魔鬼来定义他们吗？
May they realize they don't have to live by that name anymore.
他们要知道，他们不需要在这个标签下面生活。
They just have to step out of that prison cage.
他们只要从他们的监狱，从他们的笼子里头走出来。
And take on the name of the, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
就把接受我们救主耶稣基督的名。
And live for you as their child.
在你的生命之下生活。
Father, we just worship you, we love you, and praise your name.
主啊, 我们敬拜你, 我们爱你, 我们赞美你的名。
For it's in Jesus' name we pray.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名求, 阿们。
Amen.